In Hong Kong, police clashed with protesters who attempted to force their way into the territory's legislature early Wednesday. VOA Mandarin Service reporter Hai Yan is in Hong Kong, and I asked him to describe the incident.
Around 1 a.m. Wednesday morning, over a dozen teenagers mostly, some of them were masked, using metal barriers to try to smash the glass doors of the legislative complex, which is legislative council. And after police moved in, the more protesters pour in the area and got involved into clashes with the police. And the police used the batons and the pepper sprays to disperse the crowd and push back the protesters from coming in to the police line, which was protecting the compound after the smashing of the glass doors of the LEDCO building.
Were people injured?
Obviously, there were some injured, but there's no confirmed numbers yet. But according to police, three policemen were hurt. And the police arrested total six men aged from 18 to 24 in the incident.
So far, these protests have been quite peaceful. Is it known why this erupted into violence today?
Yes, it's true that prior to the incident, there has been 52 days of no violence at all. And the protesters claimed proudly that there was not a single piece of glass broken and not a single car smashed or anything. But the incident really this morning shattered this stellar record of nonviolence. And it is believed that this group of protesters who have been pushing for more dramatic actions were reacting to the clearing of the blockade or barriers, road barriers, right outside the city center in the Admiral Occupy Zone. That happened yesterday.
Now, what about the possibility that authorities will start clearing out other protest sites, for instance, either Mong Kok or at Causeway Bay?
Okay, so far the government has no indication of taking action by itself to clear the occupying zones. Although the government has issued a strong statement condemning the flare-up of violence in the movement, and also using the word thugs against this small group of protesters. But there's no indication that government is going to take action by ordering police to take action to clear the site. But as to the court injunctions, which are civil in the Mong Kok, it is reported today that the court bailiffs had a discussion with the police and the applicants of the injunctions yesterday and today and decided to put off the clearing of the roadblocks in Mong Kok area to the Tuesday the earliest. It is believed that they planned to clear the Mong Kok area, but it is not confirmed that if it is reaction to today's violent act at Legislative Council.
VOA reporter Hai Yan in Hong Kong. Several pro-democracy lawmakers and protest leaders condemned the attempted break-in.